Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the review show. Chris Pajak is absolutely hanging today, so I'm going to be taking over present duties on this show. Joined by Ben Kelly and Tom Dutton as well. Tom will come to in a moment because he's just making sure that nothing has gone horrendously wrong on the stream. Ben, on the other hand, there's Chris. Chris, how you feeling?
Like shit.
Class. Ben, yes.
Hello.
A Liverpool win. Aren't they lovely?
Yes, it was nice. It was possibly one of the most satisfying wins so far this season because I haven't seen us beat a I haven't seen us beat a lower down team in the league comfortably at home so far this season. I mean, we beat Palace, but it wasn't particularly, you know, we edged past them in August. But apart from that, you know, it's nice to beat a team that we should be beating comfortably, like we should.
Yeah, exactly. And more importantly, Tom, it's good for Sears beat a team that set up not to be beaten. Yeah. Now, look, no team comes to be beaten. Let's just, you know, but I think everyone knows what I mean when I say that. Yeah. You looked how that opening spell of the match, it was very similar to Man United in that regard. We had the ball at the back, the players are looking up, and the obvious passes aren't there. When you play against a free-flowing team, an open team, we moved the ball loads quicker. And I think there was, I mean, Klopp kind of talked about there being a bit more, a bit of fear there, or not wanting to keep the back door shut, but they did. It was a bank of four and a bank of five and one up front, and we had to break them down.
That's how you beat Liverpool. Yeah. That's how every team, no matter how they play, you saw Southampton who come to Anfield consistently. They play free-flowing football by and large, and they just shut up shop. And I think, all right, yeah, we get the first goal via an error, but then you need people to capitalise on that, and the one man that you wanted to drop to is Daniel Sturridge, and as much as you give him, as much as I do, I give him quite a bit of stick for not putting in the effort and stuff. He's just a cold finisher. You give him a chance in the box like that with the keeper kind of stranded, he's going to tuck that away all day. I think it was great.
Yeah, absolutely. So just a couple of comments just to kick us off. You can interact with the show, of course. Nathan Allen says nipple slap. You want someone to be slapped with a nipple, or you want someone to slap a nipple?
Either way, it's a YouTube video if you want to make that and send it to us.
It might not be a YouTube video, if I'm honest.
Yeah, no.
It might be, I'm not sure that's going to be, I'm pretty sure we're going to get moderated with regards to advertisers if
not
we start putting that up. Got to be careful. Ethan Fox says, Genie Wijnaldum, have my children. Again, has he gotten his tenses mixed up and Genie Wijnaldum has taken his children from him? Genie has my children, you know. Give me back my son.
It's taken forward, is that
maybe?
Is
maybe that that's four? Maybe that's what it is. I don't know how many takings there are, if I'm honest. It's just got, all I know is it's got Liam Neeson in. The first one's good, and it's got the girl. It was amazing and lost in it as a daughter.
Yeah.
And that's all you really need to know.
Yeah.
What else? Ethan Fox also says RIP John Joe Kenny. We had Pet in the office before. Probably good to not say that around him. Northwest Rambler 89. Will there be any Christmas jumpers this year, lads? Yes, going on sale later on this week. Stay tuned to the social channels and we'll have you with some more information in your faces about that. And one more quickly. Pajak for the Everton job, taken to the Championship where they belong. So we talked about Mo Salah and the penalty miss.
Yeah.
I've asked people for your thoughts on why he was taking it. Any suggestions?
You scored that one for Egypt that
he
time.
He scored that one for Egypt that one time, yeah. That went viral, that everyone saw. Yeah.
Fair play. I mean, he's obviously got really high confidence, and we've gone, go on then. But then we had Milner on the pitch, who is our penalty taker, and Firmino, who is also a penalty taker. Yeah. I mean, you know what, fair enough. If he tucks it away, you go, we've got three good penalty scorers.
It's worth pointing out, Paul Tompkins done a great article on his website over the weekend, and he said, I think I'm right, I might be slightly paraphrasing, but Salah is the best new signing in terms of his goals return after 10 Premier League games that Liverpool have had in the Premier League era. So, you know,
great.
Back him. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, I was raging at the time, absolutely raging, because why is he taking? Because he's not a penalty taker. I'm sorry. Did you look at that Egypt penalty and think there's a great penalty taker?
He just whacked it, didn't he?
He just whacked it really, really hard.
That's it. I mean, he took the Jamie Vardy approach of just hitting it sort of down the middle really hard, and if the keeper dives the right way, he usually saves it. But I don't know. I think it's hard because if we don't win that 3-0, everyone absolutely slates the manager. They slate Salah. And you can see even when he comes off, he's devastated because he hasn't made up for it. Yeah. He technically gets the assist
for Wijnaldum, although Wijnaldum technically assisted himself four times.
Exactly, which is a great goal, by the way. Yeah. But I don't know, I think, thank God we won the game. Don't put him on another one. If Milner's on the pitch, let him take it.
That's the thing. There's interesting, so I asked people in the comments why they thought he was taking it. For a start, we've had LK96 say, fucking hell, lads, throw some AA batteries in the clock. We're just driving engagement.
I've set it to a time.
You've set it to
doesn't matter what time.
No, but the clocks have gone back, Tom.
Oh, no.
Devastated. Didn't think about that, did you? Evan Don Levy says, because Firmino missed previously and Milner before that. No, I agree. I think Milner looked like he'd lost a bit of confidence on the penalties. He missed one at the back end of last season, didn't he? And did he miss? I feel like he missed one in pre-season as well.
Possibly.
Maybe I'm wrong on that. Like,
but he always puts a bottom corner.
But I think he's a good pen. Yeah. I think he's a good pen.
He's cool, isn't he? He just steps up. He doesn't change his mind. You can tell he knows where he's putting it.
Now here's the thing. I don't think Firmino's done enough to own the penalty thing. He's not good enough at them either. But I do wonder, is it the case just because Milner's just not on the pitch enough that Salah takes seniority or whatever?
Well, when we were doing, I know Chris has done, when we were doing some stuff for the Stat Show, which is a great show on the website.
That's amazing.
So we did that show and we were having a look at how the first goal was scored, the first goal against Watford. And that's just because Milner's off the pitch and he's normally really involved in the game. He's a front post player to header away. That motion, and Genie was on it and we conceded and it's 3-3. Same with the penalties. I think you've just got to find a stable unit.
Yeah, no, I think there's definitely something in it. Like, I mean, to be fair, if he scores it, that's another game where our front three have all got a goal as well, which is pretty impressive. So if you're back to the comments then, let's go. James Smith, I know it's early days with Brewster, but after watching and hearing him as a success, I want to just see him get a few appearances by the end of the season. Seems like the player we need. So, interestingly enough, there's a video that's on the YouTube channel now. I spoke to the under-23s manager a little bit about Rian Brewster and the likes of Ben Woodburn and what he thinks their chances are for the season and the pressure going on young players. But I agreed. I mean, this is what you want. You want your young players. What I said to him at the time was, Tom, that they're ticking the boxes.
Yeah.
You know, he's doing as well as he can possibly do at that, for that age range.
It's hard because, throw him in because we all want to see him play, but then don't throw him in because there's no need to.
Yeah.
All that'll happen is he'll have another good, solid game and we'll go, sound, he's sort of proving it there. Or they'll have a really bad game, shatter his confidence, and then he has to go back down and be like,
You want in that situation, Ben, is, like we used to have years ago under Rafa, two games of the season, you've achieved all your season goals, and you get to put a couple of kids in.
Yeah. Well, and hopefully that is the case. It's a long time until we know that that's going to be the situation. And to be honest, there's a lot of talk about quite a few of the under-23s going out on loan in January, so we might not even get to see them this season. Harry Wilson's another one that's been talked about going somewhere.
Just
so,
one player, Premier League two players.
He's been great. He scored again yesterday for the under-23s. They weren't brilliant, but he just give him a chance, he'll score. It's a bit like what we're saying. He's like a younger Sturridge almost, where he gets an opportunity, he's got to put it away. Well, if both of them are like that, really.
If he's won a round-up of all that, Ben's
of all that, yeah, yeah. It's funny how opportunities to plug shows present themselves. Either.
Yeah. Yeah. No, what exactly, this is, you know, it's why we're live. So we had a couple of things. So, yeah, if you want more on the under-23s, as I said, that interview, and Ben's doing his round-up of all the under-23s and the loan watch and that kind of stuff as well, coming up this week. There's a comment here from Lemon Heaven. Yeah. This live stream is so much better than Ball Street's one. Sam Peoples is such a fucking plank. Now, I like Sam. He's a friend of mine. But look, he doesn't compare, does it? What does compare, though, is Social Club. Now, it's back up north today. I won't be hosting it. I've got something to do. Chris Pajak, who's not capable of handling this show because he's still drunk, will hopefully have sobered up sufficiently in time to host Social Club this week. So if you're not even, you don't know what Social Club is, it's a show where we get, normally it's me, it's Ped from Toffee TV. This week it's Adam McCullough from Full Time Devils. We get a whole host of people together, fans from different football clubs, to talk about the big issues in footy and have a laugh while we do it. It's kind of like what we do on Red Men, but in general football. So go over to the Boston channel, watch that later on. That'll be about... probably about 2-3 o'clock, that's going live later.
Have you also seen Lemon Heaven's other comments?
No, go for
£2 saying loving Tom Salah beard / hair tribute. Yeah.
I think it's the other way around. I think Salah's doing it in tribute to you.
I hope so. I mean, I would. No, I'm going to get it shaved, I think.
I think, right.
Let me know.
Let us know. Do you think Tom, because Tom's been on it, I don't know if you've been on with your short hair, or maybe not.
I've been on fat, like, goal celebrations.
Yeah. I think Tom needs to keep his hair. I don't think he should shave it off, because I think he looks like a ferret when he shaves it off.
Well, there you go. Second insult of the day.
Vasakir Nair. Imagine Lallana in this lineup. We are a rock star team.
Exactly. I think it's weird. Like, I kind of want to talk about Hendo in this, because he's been getting a lot of stick. I thought he had a fantastic game, and I think if you then stick in Lallana just ahead of him there, it'll be fantastic. I cannot wait to see that.
I think the biggest encouragement from this game, Tom, is that we managed to win a game fairly comfortably with, what, like three or four of our best players not in that team. You know, if you take Phil Coutinho, Sadio Mane and Adam Lallana, I don't think there's any doubt they were three of our four best players last season.
Obviously.
Well, obviously, for another time. Don't ruin the move. But in games gone by, when we were missing one of those guys, we'd be ready. We'd be primed with that as the excuse.
Yeah.
We've got it, and it's easier to say this after a win. It always feels like it's the opposite when you lose. Yeah. But we have got decent squad depth.
Oh, yeah.
And look at that forward. That forward three is still a very, very good forward three that we put
very, out. And I think it bodes well for the future, because it's the whole reason why we started sharing goals around our midfield. Remember, we used to always just rely on Suarez. I mean, I'd love to rely on him again, But then we just went, we've got to kind of share the goals out, and we have done that. And I think even the play now is, we don't really focus on one wing anymore. We like to kind of mix it up. And, I think we're a solid team, and we're just going to get better for not having them in. The only issue is then when Lallana comes back in, I can't wait for him to come back in. Will it disrupt a bit of the midfield? How's he going to be when he comes back? Yeah. That's all I can think
of. Yeah, I'm just very, very excited.
Klein as well.
Klein, yeah, no, this is it. Jamie Bennett, is Tom Egyptian? No.
No, actually, no. But Irish, Scottish and English, the main three.
The dullest three you can be. Yeah, there you go. okay, let's have a couple more comments, then we're gonna wrap up. John Joe McMahon says Tom should do a Shelby tribute, but the Flashman says he needs the full beard hair combo for the x5 multiplayer.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds great.
Comments, a few people asking about Joe Gomez. We're going to do a lot more on Gomez on the Final Word show, and we're going to be talking about the Dejan Lovren debacle, as well as Ragnar Klavan, the defence. We're going to talk about Genie Wijnaldum. We're going to talk about Daniel Sturridge. We're going to be talking more about Mo Salah, and we're going to be talking about the feel-good vibes surrounding the football club on the Final Word show. So if you want to watch that show, go to theredmentv.com. You get a free month trial. If you like it, you can keep it. There's loads and loads of extra stuff. There's our full Lucas Leiva interview on there. Absolute world exclusive. Two parts, the third part to come as well, so stay tuned for all that. I want to do before I go, because I got absolutely, I got dogs abuse on Twitter for this over the weekend.
Okay.
So I pointed out something good that Jordan Henderson did on Twitter,
yeah,
and spent the weekend after it getting attacked by people who just don't like Jordan Henderson.
I'm not asked, he's a good player. He's the best player in our team for our number six role. Emre Can's great at it. But when people talk about Henderson passing backwards, sideways and backwards, think of how many times he plays the ball over the top,
yeah,
and he's getting better at it.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, he's stagnating. These balls are great.
There was a chance at 1-0 that came from Jordan Henderson. We'd just gone 1-0 up, and I think we score from the corner following it, and Henderson just plays this lovely ball right over the top.
One over Firmino, to Firmino?
Firmino, and then it comes across, and to be honest, Sturridge should probably score. But
Firmino should do the right thing and just score that and make everyone a hero in that situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now, what was dead funny is it was... The thing about it, and I'm going to do something on this on my channel this week, I think, it's the notion around it of, like, people can't hear positive things about players they don't like.
Yeah.
And it was, so people, because here's the thing, there was a guy behind me at the match saying, Henderson, no, he's not captain material, he doesn't organise the team. And I nearly turned around and said, that's bollocks, mate, watch him. And I thought, no, I'll watch him and make sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And I watched him and I'm right, he does organise the team.
Yeah.
But then it's like, I got someone saying, it's just doing his job. Why praise him for doing his job? And it's like, oh my God, it's the Mario Balotelli approach to fucking analysing footy. Well, you don't, Postman doesn't celebrate when he posts letters because his job is shit and boring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? But, with respect to Postman, please keep posting stuff.
It's really hard because his job is to clean up after other people. His job is to run around tirelessly. And whatever you say about Milner or whatever, he just doesn't stop running. There's times when he attacks, he gets himself a touch out of position because he kind of wants to go. The ball's not great. And you see him storming back and faster than the wingers because obviously he has to get back into position as well. I think, yeah, there are steps up from him in world football. There are better players who can play the number six for us.
Mm.
But how much are you spending on them?
Exactly. Look, here's the thing. I've said about it. I'm not saying he's world class by any stretch, but I don't, like, the people who are like, you think he's shit and hate him and stuff is baffling.
Yeah.
It's genuinely baffling. There's a comment here, just lastly on this. Mr. ASG said, we need a better player. We'll play better than Hendo at six. Just compare it to Fernandinho. Doesn't touch him. But here's the thing. No one was saying that about Fernandinho, 6 months ago? I saw the summer. People, Man City fans were going into this season going, oh my God, the state of our defence and midfield. We've only got Fernandinho anchoring the and you know what I mean? And it, I don't know. I think Fernandinho's good. And,
yeah,
you know, the problem is those jobs are very underrated in everyone's side. I would expect it from people outside of Liverpool. That's why I find it baffling for fans inside Liverpool who think that way, because it's like they watch a different game.
Well, maybe the grass is just greener
maybe
somewhere else, and if we didn't have him, I think we'd miss him massively. But that's it.
Fairno, just quickly, Tom should get a Salah shirt and scare people into thinking he's him in Halloween
costume.
No one would be scared.
That's not
be
a
made
scary
up
costume, to everyone be fair. Maybe like so zombie Salah. Slutty Salah.
There we go.
And we got a comment as well saying that Ben looks like a Shelly. Okay, brilliant.
He's a good centre back.
Is he?
I think, well, he was.
Chris, is Koscielny a good centre-back?
Is he
bollocks?
He's all right.
There we go. Thanks very much for watching the review show. Come over and watch us on the final way. So it's going to be very, very good. 60 minutes, a little bit more in-depth analysis of this match, as ever, as every single game. Red News Roundup still to come as well. And I say, the full exclusive Lucas Leyva interviews on that website, theredmentv.com. Watch, enjoy, let us know how you get on with it in the comments below, and we'll see you back here for the Uncensored Match Build-Up Show for Maribor. Ta-ra.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.